Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I saw a crying, but I'm out on the road again.
That's Canned Heat bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, the thirdingredient.com with the number three, the thirdingredient.com, and the ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Baer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, podcaster extraordinaire. He's seen things happen, folks. He was there when the internet launched and all the new things that have happened, all the ways that the customer's expectations have changed. He's been right there tracking it and reporting on it, and he's written all the books on it, including Talk Triggers, including Hug Your Haters, including Utility. Your podcast, Jay, give us the website and tell us how we can find out more about your podcast.
Actually, Jim, I have a big announcement. I launched a brand new podcast yesterday, and I'm super excited about it. I didn't even tell you this. It's called Standing Ovation, and it's where professional speakers tell the stories of their story. So each episode I take a professional speaker, and we listen to on the show their signature story, the story that they tell on stage, and then we diagnose how that story has how it was created, how it's been evolved, how it's changed over time. So if you are a speaker, want to be a speaker, or just want to communicate with additional clarity and tell better stories, either in your church, your kid's softball team, at home, it's a terrific show. We are loving it. It's a lot of fun. It's called Standing Ovation. You can find it wherever you get your podcast.
Well, two things. I'm sure my invitation's in my inbox that I haven't checked.
Yes, sir. You got
it. Number one. Number two, if I were going to do this, I'd have to call it Sitting Ovation. But I'm glad you were able to get that worked out. So, all right, Jake. So, standing up. What's the other? You got more email. You got more websites.
My other podcast is called Social Pros, which I've been doing now almost 8 years, 400 plus episodes.
Yeah.
Standing Ovation is a show all about social media and how businesses can use social media effectively.
He's very smart, folks. So you want to find those out and find your books where?
Books you can get anywhere. You can get books. Bookstore, obviously online, audiobook, Kindle, the whole thing.
All that stuff. So, Jay Baer, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about influencers. And before we went to the break, you were pointing out that earned media, there are three kinds of media, right? Owned media, paid media, and earned media. Owned media is your brochure. Paid is advertising. Earned media is what when you say something nice about somebody else. And it's the word of mouth. It's the classic word of mouth. Now it's user-generated content, UGC. And what the research shows that people are 70% more likely to believe what someone else says about you, and a regular person like them says about you, than they are your marketing messages, right?
Oh, it is. I can't emphasize this point enough, Jim. As people, and this is, I'm not making sort of a judgment here, this is just the mathematical reality of it, we trust each other more than ever. And we trust businesses and organizations less than ever. Mm-hmm. And that has nothing to do with your trustworthiness as an individual small business owner. It's just how people see the world. There's a lot of craziness right now. I think everybody can agree. And we fundamentally believe people, even if we don't know those people, which I think is a really important point here. We believe individuals, even if we do not know them, which is why, for example, ratings and reviews are so incredibly important to the success of small business, whether it's Google reviews, Yelp reviews, Facebook reviews, whatever kind of reviews, because individuals believe other people, even if they don't know those individuals.
And if you're a small business and you are successful, meaning you're able to sustain your business year over year, that there's one fundamental thing that we know about your business. You have customers that keep coming back. And if they're continuing to come back, that means they're happy with what you're doing for them. And if they're happy with what you're doing, then they'll be happy to tell people about it. And you're probably, Jay, I'm going to go out on a limb here because I know these folks, you're probably doing very little to garner and to harvest and to nurture those kinds of comments, those kinds of sentiments, and that's gold, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're doing a big project right now in my consulting firm with a major bank, one of the largest banks in this country. They have hundreds, thousands of individual branch locations. And like all businesses, not all, but mostly all businesses, they're incredibly passive about review solicitation, reviews acquisition, reviews management. It's sort of like, yeah, some very small 0.01% of our customers will leave a review, and that's fine. We're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Mm-hmm.
What if we actually did some things that would take that from 0.01 to 1%, and we
right.
actually made sure that we answered the people who left reviews, and we made sure to encourage them and make sure people realize that we want their feedback and we
mm-hmm.
want their reviews. It is a really important.
How do we get to that point? Who do we hire? Because I think small business owners should just be honest with each other. We need to all be honest. I have been with myself. This is not what I'm good at. I'm going to hire somebody to help me. Where do we start?
I think part of it is just thinking about your customers the same way you think as a customer. So if you go to a restaurant, you go to a bank, you go to a small business of any kind, you might think about, hey, should I leave a review? And usually it's because you had an unbelievably good experience that is different than your expectations, or you had a terrible experience and you want to warn people off. Well, you know, I can't help you with the terrible experience.
Mm-hmm.
Just run a better business is my advice. But on the exceptional side, number one, do something that people don't expect. We talked about that last time I was here with regards
right.
to talk triggers. Do something in your business that customers don't see coming, and that because it's different than what they expect, it will jog more reviews.
Right.
But the most important thing, Jim, isn't a magic trick. Just ask your customers.
That's
just
right.
say, hey,
talk to them.
Thanks very much for being here. We'd love for you to go on Google and leave a review. How would you like to do that? Do
follow
an email
up with
follow
them.
Up.
Yeah.
Text message works best, actually. The data shows.
Folks,
if you
can get all this stuff in spades wherever you find Jay Baer. Give us the websites quickly, very quickly.
JayBaer.com or convinceandconvert.com. New podcast is called Standing Ovation.
There you go. Hey, Jay, come back soon. Good job today.
You bet, bud.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.